Welcome to Minister Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Guest speaker, our son, Juwan Speller. Please, enjoy.
Bearing real fruit, not no plastic fruit that you put on your kitchen table for decorations. When Jesus comes over your house to eat dinner, he's not going to look at that. He's going to say, what is this? Throw it in the trash. It's no good. I can't eat it. I can't use it. He wants people that he can really use the real fruit. He wants that natural fruit. Like I told you, that natural supplement, you can't get that generic version. You can't get the generic version of following Jesus because it's worthless. There's a scripture in the Bible that talks about a pile of salt and it's tasteless. It's worthless. It's no good but for throwing out. That's all it is. When you're not bearing real fruit, you're no good to him. You're going to be thrown out. And I don't want any of us to be thrown out. I surely don't want to be thrown out. Just because it looks good don't mean it is good. Your fruit can look real good, but if it ain't about nothing. He wants us to take up our cross daily. That's in every aspect of your life, every moment, every second, no matter what you're doing. See, a lot of people think taking up your cross means putting on a plastic chain around your neck with a cross. Some of the same people that have the biggest crosses on their neck are some of the evilest people in the world. The same ones dealing drugs, dope, and all this stuff out there. Some of the same ones are the same ones saying the Lord's name in vain in those songs that we like to listen to sometimes. Some of the biggest rappers wear Jesus pieces around their neck. Talk about it in their songs, but yet you hear some of the things that come out of their mouth. Makes you go question. Don't wear a cross around your neck just because you think it's going to make you a saint. It's not. Taking up your cross daily means enduring the hardships that are going to come with following Jesus Christ. You're going to be ridiculed. People are going to laugh at you. People are going to leave. You got to understand that when this happens, you got a promise from Jesus. And he will never put more than on you than you can bear. So just because you're going through a little something, understand that Jesus is there for you. And he's never going to hurt you. Sure, you might go through pains here, pains there. So did Jesus. What if Jesus quit? What if Jesus put down the cross and said, you know what? Hey, I'm not him. Just, I'm sorry I never did this. But he kept pushing on through. And he did it for us, each and every one of us. We as followers need to stop complaining and making excuses as why we can't follow Jesus today. Excuses are nothing but a skin of lies. Full of reason that we think is true, but it's really not. All it is covering up the fear that we have. You know what fear is? False evidence appearing real. That's what fear is. We should never fear anything because we have Jesus, and Jesus is always going to bring us through. We need more faith and less fear. Faith is full assurance in the heart. Did you get that? Full assurance in the heart. It's one thing to have faith up here, but when you have it here, it's a totally different story. Because when you believe something in your heart, it can override the mind. Jesus had full faith right here. He knew that God was going to bring him through. And we got to remember, Jesus is our perfect example. Through everything, just make sure you look in the Bible. The Bible says, follow Jesus. Right there, I heard Ron say this is your basic instruction before leaving earth. It's not me telling you, it's the book telling you that. Your basic instruction says follow Jesus. Follow Jesus Christ because he followed God. And he showed us exactly how we need to do it. And we got to stop sitting in the church, not doing anything, not telling people about Jesus. We're supposed to go out there and make more disciples. I understand that it's a war out there, but get off the bench and get in the war. Jesus was out there in everywhere, out there preaching. Follow. He followed God. God said go, he went. Whatever God says do, you better do it. Because when you don't do it, things are going to happen to you. You might miss a blessing here. A window that you should have went through, you might go through the wrong door. And I want everyone to look at their neighbor and say, neighbor, are you following Jesus? Or are you following the crowd? And that's it.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.